That you wanted the Bears. Well, guess what, buddy? You got them.
Just get all the honey off him in post-production.
All the honey off.
Hold on. Okay, can you hear me better now?
Panda, you didn't do anything.
God, you are crystal clear, Panda.
How do I sound?
Someone
you sound amazing, Officer Hops.
It's just Hops. We're protecting her identity.
Testing 1, 2. Testing 1, 1, blue.
Ooh. Sounds good.
1 fish, 2 fish, red fish, blue fish.
Yes.
Thank
Are you.
You
happy?
Yes.
You sound very good.
Thank you.
Yeedle, yeedle, beetle. Yeedle, yeedle, beetle. Yeedle, yeedle, beetle. Yeedle, yeedle, beetle.
Stop it.
Yeedle, yeedle, that's a Senpai Strength podcast exclusive. It's not available on iTunes. Only the Yeedle Beetle is available. Wait, on the podcast.
What was the first song I sang to you guys? Oh, the Swaggin' YOLO song. God, yes. That was good.
What?
When I was driving back from Dover, I hit them with a Swaggin' YOLO song at a stoplight.
Dover.
Bend over. Did you ever do that joke in school?
What about in school?
So in ninth grade, it was the principal's birthday, and each grade was doing a giant happy birthday card to him, right? And Fujo knows, because Fujo was in my class when it happened, and it was hilarious. Somebody signed the happy birthday card as Ben Dover.
Oh my god.
And our teacher was reading over all the names, and she heard it, she read it, Ben Dover, and she was so mad, she wouldn't let us leave. Until somebody admitted who did it.
Oh.
It was the funniest shit ever.
Fun factoid. In my school growing up for like 4 years, it was like middle school and the first year of high school, there was actually a Benjamin Dover.
Oh no. Why would his parents do that?
And there
That's
was
so
a Michael
mean.
There was a Michael Hunt.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Just no.
Let me tell you, Michael did not go by Michael. He preferred Mike.
Of course he did.
That's fucking beautiful.
Yeah, those are some mean parents.
I bet they didn't even like realize until later.
He's like 3 years old. And they're like, fuck!
Yeah. Oh, what have we done?
It's not like Julia Gulia.
Oh my god, what a reference.
Well, that's all the jokes we have for tonight.
Well, thanks guys for stopping by another episode of the Verite. That's all we got today. That's what happens when we start recording.
Where the rules are made up and the points don't matter.
I want to die!
Man, I
got into my head!
I could really go for an episode of Whose Line Is It Anyway?
They're like the original ones.
Brady.
Pops.
Yeah. Shut up.
Wayne Brady. Speaking of Wayne Brady, that was the best Dave Chappelle episode.
It was a good skit when Wayne Brady takes Chappelle out.
Is Wayne Brady going to have to Chokovich? That one?
Yep, that's the one.
The only one, yeah.
Literally the only one.
Well, I was talking about, were you saying that one was the best one, like that part of the skit? Stupid.
He's saying the whole episode. I said just that skit.
Yeah, I'm saying the episode.
Well, what's the best Dave Chappelle skit?
Little John, obviously.
You think so?
Prince is pretty up there, bro.
Prince is pretty
I mean, in hindsight, Prince kept better. It's still funny now.
The Ron James,
as it was coming out, the Little John thing made people lose their minds.
The Rick James one was funny as hell too, though.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's a classic one.
When he like slaps him, or no, when he punches him, he's like Unity.
All
then,
the yeah.
And then when he slaps him, like when he slaps him, he's like, "That was a week ago."
All the Charlie Murphy skits were
gold.
Yeah,
just
all I know is after the Prince episode came out, every time we were playing basketball for like six months,
yeah, it was like, it's still like that.
Computer blue. Darling Pinky, go purify yourself in the waters of Lake Minnetonka.
It's still like that to this day. Like, we'll have competitions in the gym and stuff, and they're like, looks like it was like blouses.
and then he served us pancakes.
Yeah.
back in like when I was playing fighting games and stuff, like anytime someone would be like, game. Blouses.
What about the?
It would work good because I was playing Vega in his like, in his alternate costume where he's got a blouse on. So it was like, I could not say it.
That's fucking great. What about the Puff Daddy one or the P Diddy one? The making the band.
That one's pretty good too.
With the fucking nylon. He's like,
what are you over there doing? Your taxes? just doing your taxes.
And like every time he comes on, it's like more extra.
Yeah.
That one thing of cookies and fresh milk, like, goat milk.
Yeah. And fucking Fonzworth Bentley like coming down on an umbrella.
And then obviously the fucking Dylon thing, like that's like immortalized.
Yeah. Man. And then he, you know, it was too much for him.
And he left.
I don't blame him.
I mean, like, the worst thing, that Dave Chappelle block party.
What is that?
Yeah. There's a thing where, like, Mos Def and Common and, like, the Fugees and shit did a big concert.
It was, like, vlogging, pre-vlogging.
Uh-huh.
But it was, like, meh. I remember going to the Alamo Draft House. Wait. Yeah, I don't know what the Alamo Draft House is, do you?
Also, I mean, I do.
Panda, yes. For sure.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you were in Texas. Okay.
Yeah.
Ice Bear.
No, that's the Alamo, but do you know what the Alamo Draft House is?
Yes.
Okay. Just making sure. They're different things. Hops, I don't know how long you were in Texas. I just know that at one
Four
point
years.
You were. 4 years.
And you never told us hi.
Hi.
At what years were they?
Yeah.
Two.
Don't say it. Your stalker's going to find you.
Oh, that's right.
We can edit this out,
though. I'm not there.
Yeah.
Early 2000s.
Okay.
But Ice Bear.
Yeah.
Do you know what the Alamo Draft House is?
Yeah, absolutely.
What is it?
What?
What is the Alamo Draft House?
It's the big fucking movie theater you guys have down there.
Oh, Mr. Know-It-All.
No, it's not. Okay. What's special about this movie theater?
It's in Texas.
Aside from that.
What do you mean, aside from that? You can drink beer there.
Okay.
And you can fine. Eat just food. Just okay. Let him have it.
Fine. You bear seaver.
What do you want?
You fucking Googled it or something. Anyways.
first of all. One, yes, I Googled it. Two, Draft House kind of implies there's some booze hall going on.
That's very true.
I didn't have to click on anything after my initial Google search. I saw some neon lights that popped up, and I wasn't even 100% sure theater. I was thinking theater or like burlesque show, but it would be kind of weird if you all went to a burlesque show and it made you think of the Fugees. So I went with theater.
Fugees and Funyuns. Oh, y'all haven't seen that shit?
I don't think so.
Y'all uncultured.
Cultured.
It was like a Zach Galifianakis comedy special hour. And like he's so convincing. Like he says he has a twin brother and it's him shaved like completely. It's just like this whole other personality. And it, like I had to Google it to make sure that it wasn't like his actual brother because it was that good.
Oh. I'm blanking on the name of the show. Have you seen the thing where he's a clown? It's a show on FX and it's super funny. And his mom is like Louis Anderson.
Oh my God.
Wait, what?
Yeah, and like the like co-producer is Louis C.K. So it's like really dark humor, and like so his character is like an aspiring clown, and he goes to like clown school, and he kind of like doesn't really do well, and then he moves back to like I don't know Bakersfield, California or something, and there's not surprisingly not a huge market for clowns, so he winds up like working in a rodeo, and shit just gets really dark. But so you should
kind of
watch
about that. I'm kind of yeah, about that.
I know you are.
I have a bear fashion to make.
Oh boy, let's hear it.
Dun dun dun.
So yeah. I've never seen anything of Zach Galifianakis, whatever the fuck, outside of The Hangover and like the clip from that one dinner movie that became a meme.
I mean, that's not the end of the world, buddy. He's not,
yeah, that's very okay. Common. Some people don't. My favorite thing from Zach Galifianakis was a small SNL bit where like he shows up in the back of videos and like they have him in the back of Law and Order and he's just like smiling. And, like, he like picks up his phone. He's like, "Mom," he's like, I'm on Law and Order. And, like the actors like break character, like, "Hey, we're filming here." And he's like, "Hey," and they like cut to him. He's like, "Freeze." It's like so stupid. It's so funny. You should look it up.
I'll definitely look it up.
It made me laugh so hard.
So anyways.
What you got for us today, Rachel?
Yeah.
Are we even recording? What's going on?
This all has been recorded.
We've been recording for half an hour.
Has he really?
I thought you knew that, Rachel. Recording.
No, because you said this stuff wasn't working.
That was a long time ago. We've been recording for like 20 minutes. Recording.
Rachel, can you not tell the difference when we're recording? Like, Senpai changes completely.
No.
Yeah, his personality is quite
His personality
different.
Shifts to where we know, like, seriously, like, I know when he's recording just by the way he presents himself and talks. It's not,
like, have
it's
you
not,
heard?
Like, super obvious, but it's definitely more podcast opinion kind of, like, topic-y.
Yeah.
To a trained bear ear, very, very True. Easy to tell.
Like, have you seen the movie Over the Top?
I don't have a trained bear ear,
like, have
apparently.
You seen the movie Over the Top?
It's all right, Hops.
Okay. This is you know, it's an art.
It's an art form. It's a bear art.
And you know
form.
What they say, art evolves.
Yes. Have you seen the movie Over the Top?
Yes.
So, you know how when he turns his head, it's like a switch.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't look that much different. But there's definitely a switch.
But the intensity's up.
That's when I hit record. When I hit record, it's like a switch.
And he actually does have a hat as well.
I do. And it's always fucking turned.
Okay.
So what do you got today, Rachel?
What do I? Jesus. Thanks, guys.
Why do you think we hired you?
Oh, I'm hired, huh?
What would you call this?
The check is in the mail.
Oh, it is? It's the win for it.
Did you check the mail today?
Yes, I did.
Well, we didn't get a tracking number, so.
Yeah, I mean, it's
also, it's cash in the envelope, so.
Oh. So somebody probably jacked it before it got to me.
Talk to your mailman.
You know,
to my mailman.
Check made out to cash.
I don't think a mailman would jack that. You have to have faith.
Somebody would.
Get that faith in the USPS. It's not like they lose packages all the time.
No, it's not like people just walk up to people's doors and steal their packages off of their steps and stuff.
I think that's more Amazon behavior.
Is that what you have to investigate a lot?
No.
Stolen packages. Prime tape all over the front door. a dusty outline of a box that was once there.
Makes for a very real haunted house come Halloween.
Ooh, speaking
it's
of
all
Halloween.
Too real. It's all too real.
You guys have like PTSD, like clinics in the office, and, like that big Amazon package that went missing and like it's still on the wall. It's like the big case y'all haven't cracked yet.
They're on Prime. For God's sake, they're on Prime.
It like hits you personally because you remember when you were like 9 and your parents promised you that like brand new bicycle that you wanted for Christmas, the one with the basket on it and the bell, and it was like pink. And then ding, like they ding, told you, they're like, Santa, he's bringing it in the mail this time. And then like the mail never came, and it was like December 26th, and you were like, maybe, you know, it's late. Where's the tracking on it?
Where's the tracking?
And then you realized you were like 9 years old. There wasn't tracking yet for packages. And then that's when you were like, I don't, maybe Santa's not real. No. So now every time you hand to handle these package cases, it hits too close to home and your partner's got to reel you in. They're like, God damn it, Hops, get it together.
Yeah, it's like the missing package. It's like Gremlins.
Except, totally like that.
Yeah, it's like Gremlins, except like your dad didn't die in the chimney on Christmas. Oh. You just lost the package in the mail. But it's exactly like that.
It's exactly the same.
It's totally like that.
I definitely agree. Losing a bike is like losing your father.
I mean, I don't see a difference, do you?
Aren't bikes
I only
fathers?
See black and white.
There you go.
Well, of course, a panda only sees black and white because he's very narcissistic.
I mean, if we're being real, blankets, dads, very similar. Very similar. Neither ever loved me.
Oh. What?
You gotta have one good dark joke an episode.
And it's always gotta come from the ice bear.
Hey.
That's his bit.
But
talking to the third person.
Well, that too.
Rachel, you gotta read between the lines of these podcasts.
Like, you know,
when we put you on as producer, we expected you to at least listen to the podcast.
Oh,
I mean, she's listened to way more than I have.
Oh my god!
But that's your art. Like you always say, you're like, once I'm recording, you're like Johnny Depp, your favorite hero. When you finish the movie, you don't watch it. You don't watch your movies because that's a done piece of history of your life. You don't look back. You're only looking forward for new projects.
That was beautiful. Right?
That's great. That's spot on, Panda.
I know. I know you.
So the Angry Bears was like your Edward Scissorhands. Exactly the same.
Exactly the same.
No different whatsoever.
Mm. Pirates of the Caribbean, bear goggles.
Yeah.
Which means we got to have 5 more sequels to that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Can we do a Secret Window one too?
Thanks for ruining that one. Because you already ruined the ending.
Oh, what about the Ninth Gate? Can you do a Ninth Gate one?
Is that not the same movie?
No.
Are you sure?
Most definitely. Yes. Not the same
movie. I haven't seen not either, but the covers look the same.
They do look the same. I'm just taking Pan's word for it. My face.
Trust me. I thought it was just like the Ninth Gate was like the director's cut. Like they just renamed it.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Well, we all learned. Give me the spark note me the Ninth Gate.
There's one gate.
God. You get two sentences to describe the entire movie.
They go through 8 gates and they have trouble getting in the 9th gate. Done.
There you go.
There it is. That was for the Hops. That wasn't for you, Grizz.
Well, he got it. He's good.
Grizz got to step in every once in a while.
I know.
This has been the most present you've been in any episode.
I'm sorry trying to let y'all have some of the thunder. I'm trying to get people to learn the characters and love the people of the podcast. They already know who I am.
They're going to be, who's this person on again? Why is she here?
Thundercats.
Thunder.
Oh.
Thunder.
Thundercats.
Thundercats. Ah!
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Welcome.
Team effort. I swear you could have, you know, done something, but whatever.
I'm eating mini wheats, so I didn't want to crunch in the phone.
On that big bulk.
So I swear, when are you going to get back to 180?
Never.
Don't, why not?
Don't pester him. If you pester him, he'll never do it.
See, this is my dream.
Let me hear it.
What's your dream?
My dream is to be like a good 242 until I'm like 35. No, 38. And then I go to like 275. Now, I want the Pan Man to be a majestic, beautiful, thick as fuck, 230 to 250.
That's a 20-pound range you're giving me.
Yeah, well, I'm giving you a lot of leeway. I'm giving you a lot of leeway. I'm saying anywhere in there, I'll be happy.
Let me find the sweet spot in that 20 pounds.
I'm giving you that because I'm saying past 230, I'm happy. Sub 250, I'm happy. I'm letting the pan have full dominion in there because no one tells the pan what to do.
You're going to let me control my own body.
Yep.
I appreciate it.
I mean, it is his body.
But this is my dream, so, you know, I have some control. Now, Mr. Ice Bear. I want Mr. Ice Bear to be like a good 210.
Your dream is very much never going to be a reality.
It could be a reality. So a good 210.
Oh my God.
200 to 210. But I still want you to have all, like, your...
You have to look the same.
Yeah. Just a thicker you
throw
now.
Throw on 60 pounds and look identical.
Yeah, no, but just you need to have, like, keep...
Sounds feasible.
Like, keep all the abs, all the all fucking, like, side ripples.
All of it.
But just bigger.
Just bigger.
Yeah, it's not too hard to ask. You're a polar bear. You're the tallest of the bears.
Well, how long do I have to do this? Because you said you're doing your shit by 35.
No, I'm going to keep it till 35.
Look, man, some people are setting lofty goals of being able to squat 400 in their 60s. Okay? You got time. Okay?
Oh, my God. Hey, how'd you
it's
like
so
that?
It's so funny. You're not even going to be able to put that in the fucking episode.
I
but
can't put
this.
I can't put
this. Why are you so much stuff?
It's so good.
What's your dream for hops?
So hops.
What do you want hops to look like?
Hops needs to have some, like, big old rabbit guns.
Oh, yeah.
And then also at least one big quad. You can get both of them on at least one.
Just one.
Because you need
one.
You're terribly off balanced. You're terribly off balanced.
Well, see, the thing is, my thing is, see, the bears will shoot the shot, but Hops is going to get the alley-oop. And everybody knows to dunk a ball, you have to jump off of one leg.
I only need the power of one leg. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
He's not asking you for too much now, Rachel. So
Do both legs if you want, but that's extra credit.
Extra credit. Okay, so I just have to focus on one,
at least,
and I'll
one.
Be good.
Yeah. I mean, I'm on the same page. I want you to have the one really jacked leg. Other one. That's your discretion. Do what you want. Do you want to keep it jacked? God bless. If you don't, fine. It's perfectly fine. But you got to get up to a healthy 205.
Oh my God, no!
You want to play with the big boys? Hot.
Oh my God.
That's what it takes. It's 200 and up in here.
I'll just go show myself out, guys. It was a pleasure.
Well, thanks for coming on the show.
Just think about that bulk life. All you have to do is sit on a leg extension, one leg extension the whole time for like 3 hours, and you can just eat bonbons.
Rachel, we're not even asking you to change your body composition. We're just asking you to be a little denser and have a good one quad.
Yeah. Have all that weight in that one quad. That's it.
Sure. If that's how you want to distribute it, that's the minimum. He's giving you a minimum value.
Okay.
The sky's the limit, girl. You can do what you want. You can have two. Shit, you can have three.
You get a third leg.
Like old Ice Bear.
That third leg can be as big as you want it to
be. What?
A third leg like a little Ice Bear.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Have you seen those pictures, Rachel?
I think we all know what we're talking about.
Oh,
here.
We know. We definitely know. Hops, have you
Rachel,
seen those
have
pictures?
You've seen the pictures, right?
What?
Oh shit! I think.
So
there are multiple examples. It's not like we have just one.
That's true.
Back in January, I think there was a tasteful image of me around. and I was wearing a luxurious towel. And this towel had a fold in it.
No, it didn't.
Tell it correctly.
Panda immediately assumed this fold was the outline of my penis.
It was most definitely the outline.
This fold was roughly 19 inches long.
That's why it's his third leg.
So it has been very hard convincing the Bears that I don't have a 20-inch penis. But
it's been very hard to lie to us.
Maybe if there was only Hops, maybe if there was just one image where there was a slight illusion, then we could horf around all day and be like, it was just one image. But when there's at least three...
And different scenarios, different times.
What are we? I mean, at that point, it's a fact.
What's a bear to
the scientific method?
It's a bare fact at this
point. We go through the scientific method, and we tested it three different times. I took those photos. I analyzed them. I took them to the lab. I had my goth girl in the lab do some hacking on it and enhance it.
Okay.
She stripped away the layers on all three images, and concluded, Ice Bear's got a 19-inch icicle.
It's true. And then we find out that polar bears have actual bones in them. So it all makes sense.
Then we took it to National Geo. We went to Nat Geo, looked up the anatomy, and it turns out that's what polar bears have. Big old penis bones.
So, by the by, Ice Bear has a third leg. Oh, here does I have it.
Nope.
I have edits too. I'm thinking if I have the edits.
Of course, you have edits.
I'd rather send the edit. Just in case.
Just in case.
I'm gonna star this one. It's been so long since I've seen it.
There's so your evidence.
Okay, you send this to?
Huh?
Oh, he posted.
Just sending this to the Barate chat.
I'm about to put it in my stories.
Travis, please don't tell people that listen to this podcast what the name of our chats are.
Yeah.
That's private information. Now he has to edit that out.
I mean, what's the name of the podcast, guys?
Verite.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't get what you're implying.
You're a tricky one, Hops.
I am very tricky.
Fucking got me.
Sneaky and rabbit.
Pan pans just don't automatically get got.
You're gonna get got.
You know, watch yourself, Hops.
Mm.
Not for me. For the Del Rio guy. Shout out, Mr. Del Rio. We're still talking about you.
No.
All right.
We haven't said anything negative.
Yeah.
No.
We're just saying that we appreciate him. All right.
Thank you for listening to the podcast. Thank you.
So my friend in the gym, I had him listen to the podcast, but he listened to it out of order. So he listened to the very last episode, the 20-minute little Berte bonus episode. Uh-huh. And he's like, I only got about 10 to 15 minutes in it because work got busy. And I was like, and? And he's like, and I know that I want top shelf booty.
You know, there's lessons to be learned throughout the course of these.
There are.
Yeah.
There's a lot of bear nuggets of bear knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
How do you like my edits, Hops?
Hold up. With the bears added to it?
Yeah.
Why you say it like that?
The bears. With you and Pan fawning over him, apparently.
Apparently. I felt like it was very obvious.
Yeah.
Oh, are also, you looking at the same image?
I think.
So
I guess Fuja, is this the only one you sent, right? Okay.
Yeah. So Fuja's seeing this picture for the first time.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And she's in disbelief.
Yes, that's because if you looked at it for longer than 3 seconds, you'd realize that the base of this presumed penis is coming out of the middle of my thigh. That's not how the human anatomy works.
No, it's just the top. It's just the top part of the icicle got stuck to your leg.
Don't act like you don't tie it to your leg.
Yeah.
How else are you going to wear pants, Travis?
Yeah, you can't just have the thing flopping around. You don't have a third pant leg. You gotta get creative.
You don't have a little elephant nose for your pants?
Yeah. That's just be silly.
I watch RuPaul, guys.
Fujo, you can't tuck that thing. Then you'll have a full tail. Be bigger than your husk. Atlas would be jealous.
Since this episode is so focused on this image, you know that with this episode release, you'll have to release that image.
I think so.
Yeah.
Oh, then you're going to have so much DMs.
Prepare your DMs. Take your own advice, Travis.
It's just going to be popping.
When you're drowning, what are you going to do when you're drowning?
Gotta swim to the butt.
Swim to the butt.
That, our beautiful listeners, was from one of the best poets of our century. That was the Little of Wayne's.
Little of Wayne.
I got the new album. Check out Carter V.
And circa 2006, Dwayne Carter.
2008, bro.
I'm sorry. I don't
keep Carter 3?
Look, man, I don't constantly chug purple drink. I don't know what his timeline is.
Also, Fujo says that you need to put a leash on that thing.
Yep. Oh, we have an image of that too.
Wait, what?
Yeah, what are you talking
remember
about?
Remember that?
What are you talking about?
Grizz, that one image I sent you of like the demon.
Oh, yes. And they were just fucking carrying it.
Yeah, we're just carrying it over our shoulder.
I think I might still have that.
Look for it.
So hold on. Since Rachel hasn't seen this, I'll try and paint a picture verbally for you.
Oh, okay.
There's actually, I don't even know if this is the one they're talking about, but it's the one I'm thinking of now.
I'm pretty sure there's only so many images like that.
There's two, like, very forlorn, enslaved-looking fellows just hoisting this mammoth, like, telephone pole-sized wiener. And someone edited these two guys to have a Grizz and a panda face. Mm-hmm. And then the owner of said telephone pole penis had a nice bear face.
And it's not like he's like, right behind us, like, the three of us are walking, like, me and Grizz are way up front, and there is almost a damn near mile between us. And he's
one
just walking,
say a country mile.
Walking proudly.
Yeah, like he's puffing up that old ice bear chest.
Yep, that stacked 160 lbs, all hopped up, proud of us walking it for him.
You don't want him to have hip problems. I mean, we're good bear friends, you know.
I would say that's a good. Those are good friends there, Mr. Ice Bear.
Yeah.
You have.
Yep.
You know, he didn't even tell us thank you.
You know, you got to show them some appreciation if they're going to be helping you like that.
Pops, preach, girl, preach.
It's like you lived our struggle.
The amount of shit that he gives us, because we do. Is compliment him, and he doesn't care.
No.
I mean, you have to show them some love and appreciation there, Ice Bear.
Hops, tell them.
What do you propose? What do you guys want from me? Huh?
We just want some.
What can he do to make it up to you guys?
Maybe like hang out in the video chat longer than 3 minutes.
Yeah.
At a time.
You guys constantly call me when I'm in the gym or I'm at work or I'm doing something.
Why can't you just have the video on when you're doing something? We're like looking at you.
Sometimes I'm at work. You think I don't get in trouble for that? You don't think my coworker's looking over at me, asking me why I'm grinning and talking about big old bear penis at work? I put my job on the line.
Oh, here, look it up.
He's
I'm
willing to
it.
Risk it for you.
He's risking it all.
Yes, Hops. Tell him.
Well, you know, it's, you know, the thing is,
you want to describe it?
No.
No?
Hold on.
Oh, God.
Let me take
now
it.
Now we have to attach that picture to the podcast, too.
Yeah, that's the better picture.
What the fuck?
This is also the first I'm noticing that you guys are wearing high heels. I never picked up on that the first few times I looked at it.
I got gyno too. I got like a bad case of gyno.
Also, like, I'm a little worried about that circumcision. Like, that is a weird looking, like, there's some stuff going on there.
Why are you surprised? That's your dick. That's the thing you see every day, man. Oh my God.
Like you said, it's coiled around. I don't see all of it.
So, like, since it's coiled around, if somebody gets too close, does it, like, rattle?
If it's coiled around, you get too excited, do you strangle yourself?
No, it doesn't
like an anaconda.
That's why Iceberg has a third leg.
That's why all that happened.
Okay.
Now you know the origins. And ladies out there.
Oh God.
NQ.
Just a little PSA. His DMs are open.
I think he hasn't swam to the butt yet. Oh man.
You better bring your snorkel, buddy, because you're in for it.
Ooh, hooey, that was funny.
It was.
Yeah.
Oh.
So.
Oh.
I hear you, Hops.
I know.
I hear you.
So.
Ooh.
How is everybody else's gym weeks this week? Or how are things going lifting-wise? Segueing away from this topic.
I have to get a sports therapy massage tomorrow. My hip and quads are still not completely 100% since I did that total like last month.
Still?
Yeah, I have to get like my psoas worked on a lot. Mm-hmm. And I have got like that, I think I've talked about it on here before, where like when I drink a lot of water, like about more than half a gallon, my body just empties all of like the micronutrients, like my potassium, magnesium, like all my metals and stuff. So I'm really prone to really, really terrible, god-awful like leg cramps.
Oh no.
Where like my entire quads on both sides just completely lock out to where I can't even like bend my leg. It's
oof.
I would put it as like my number one most painful experience in my life, and it's happened.
But at least you can
like,
take
at least
that
three
shame.
Times. Yeah, no, nothing's getting through that.
Yeah.
That's bending the shank, and I'm laughing at them as I'm crying in pain. Like it hurts, probably hurts more than the shank. It feels like they want like they're ripping off of the bone. So like I squatted on Monday and like it just kind of didn't feel right. So I just did a lot of reps, like 225 plus 20 reps, no big deal. Yeet. And and like ever since then they've been kind of twitchy, so I gotta get them worked on. For like powerlifting, I always encourage people, as much time as you spend in the gym powerlifting, you need to spend out of the gym doing recovery work, like rolling, foam rolling.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Baths, anything like heating pads, like because it's
rough.
Such a different kind of body fuck than mm-hmm. bodybuilding. Like muscle fatigue training, high rep, muscle pump, like ripping fascia. I can do that all day, but when you start fucking with your CNS constantly, like 3 to 5 times a week, peaking, like, oh my God. It's just a whole nother pain. That's it feels true. Like death. Which is why bodybuilding's better.
Hey.
I look strong and I'm not.
That's
people
true.
Don't have to people don't have to like ask me if I'm strong. They ask me how much I lift because I already look strong.
Well, there you go. And that's, isn't that what you want? You want to look strong too, not just be strong.
No, I only want to look strong. I don't have to be physically strong.
You just want to look strong, so people don't fuck with you. That's right, because you want people to fuck with you in prison, right?
You got it, Hops. See, Hops is gonna be one that sends me to prison. I don't know why I'm laughing. Narc.
As long as you're still nice to me, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so I'm doing a very terrible job.
Yeah, you are. So I would work on that right away.
I'm gonna get fucking swatted.
Oh shit. Like, but any guy over like 220 that doesn't train aesthetics but powerlifts still looks like he lifts. So as long as you're a thick boy, you're good.
Okay.
But yeah. So today I had a pretty big day
in good. The
gym. Let's hear it.
That 5 hundo.
Let's talk about it.
I did see that little video.
Yeah, it's been a big deal since I've been on like the recomp from the last injury that I've kind of talked about every fucking episode. But it's been, you know, steadily increasing, actually kind of putting in work.
Yeah.
And so about, I guess, 3 weeks ago was a pretty decent milestone because I hit 455 for a triplet. And then a week later, so 2 weeks ago, or this is probably 4 weeks ago and 3 weeks ago. But anyways, a week after that, I hit 475. And that was a big deal. And my goal was to hit 500 for a triplet at least in October. So today was finally like the day where I felt like good enough to do it.
Okay.
Felt ready. What was different about today, you think?
Well,
what made you think you could do that today? What gave you the audacity? What gave you the audacity to think that you could just jump something like 20 pounds and be like, and I'm going to triple it?
Well, like, overall, my body's been feeling better.
Yeah.
Like, I've been feeling pretty decent. Like, by the time I've hit, like, 455, like, my body's been feeling a little better. Like, I was able to start deadlifting again.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I have been feeling better, and then, like, I have been, like, slowly dropping weight and then kind of, like, getting a shape again. Mm-hmm. So, like, I've been feeling pretty good. And then today, I still woke up pretty early. So today when I was going to the gym, I stopped and sodiumed up, got a nice sausage biscuit with a hash brown. I doubled up on them.
Ooh, doubled down.
Yep.
Feeling up?
Yep. I ate those about an hour before I went. And then by the time I got to the gym, I was like, 1.5 energy drinks in. So I was pretty sipped up as well. And then all the warm-ups felt really good. My hip wasn't locking up or anything, so that was good. By the time I hit like 405 for a 3, it wasn't too bad, but like me being a dumbass, I set up under the bar like unevenly.
Oh, Grizz.
And then me being even more dumb after the first rep, I was like, oh, this is uneven. I'll just finish.
Jeez.
So I finished and then hit 455 for a single. And I was like, well, that went really quickly. All right, today's the day. Because it was either.
You went for it?
Yeah, because like, if 455 went slow, then I was going to go to 475.
What was on the playlist?
What were you listening to?
So all the way till the 455, I was listening to that I Love song by Joyner Lucas, the new one.
Oh, yeah.
By 500, it was no music.
Okay.
Love it. You just
entered the void.
That's what I do when I squat.
When I'm actually doing like working sets or thing, I don't listen to music.
Really?
Yeah, I don't
It hurts my head to have headphones
sometimes,
blaring music.
For me, sometimes, yeah. Like accessory work, I will. But any, like the main lift stuff, I don't listen to music because I don't know, it just distracts me. But I don't like getting hyped either when I'm, like, doing main lifts.
I have to be listening to music, granted, but I'm also drowning other noises out because then that's distracting me. So.
I just try to, like, zone out.
Like, what's on the playlist, Hops?
It depends on what I'm in the mood for that day.
When you gotta do a big lift that you're going for a PR, you gotta amp yourself up. You and the weight in your playlist.
Oh god. I do go to Devil and I by Slipknot a lot.
Okay.
I like that.
I think my Slipknot song with it, like at least from that album would be Custer.
Oh god, I love that song. Custer live is the best. Seeing them live, it was fantastic too. I've seen them two or three times live.
I've seen them twice too. Like back in, I was in middle school when I first saw them. They were touring Iowa, and then what else? Oh, and then the first Mayhem Festival that ever happened, when it was Slipknot headlined. I think Disturbed was it before them, but I didn't watch. I didn't watch Disturbed. I didn't watch Dragon Force. I didn't. I think the only bands I watched.
Ooh, hot dog!
It was. I watched Suicide Silence. Like it was when they were still touring.
Damn, SS was there.
It was when it was before Mitch died, and they were still touring The Cleansing. So it was great. That's the only album that I liked, and then. Yeah. Who else? See, their song, it's actually on my metal playlist. This is a song called No Pity for a Coward. And it's like the ending breakdown of the song. Like, it's their best fucking piece of music, and it's simple as shit. It's just heavy. But, like, it's just brutal because it's he says, seconds from the end, what's it gonna be? Pull the trigger, bitch. But it's just like heavy as fucking crushing. Like that's probably been like one of my favorite parts of music. So like when I saw that live, it was fucking dope.
Love it. Who's the last, I mean, as far as for live show, you guys, what's the last band you've seen live? Or show you've seen live, music-wise?
I think the last concert I went to this year was Halsey.
Oh, so my band didn't count? Thanks.
Oh, shit. I saw this really badass metal band, actually. Darker by Titties?
Yep.
They were pretty good.
That's the one. last band I saw, Deftones.
Isn't that the only band you listen to?
Pretty much.
No. Not at all. Not at all.
And Wolfie's just fine.
I do really like Wolfie's Just Fine.
Wolfie's Just Fine's really good. Have y'all heard of Wolfie's Just Fine?
Not me. Not I said the pan.
So the pan. Do you remember that old internet comedian John Lajoie? The Show Me Your Genitals guy?
Which guy?
The name.
Hit the song Show Me Your Genitals.
Oh yeah. Oh. So you know how the only reason I know that?
How?
You know that dance for that video?
Yeah.
Where he's like gyrating his hips.
Yeah.
No context. Me and Hime are walking somewhere. And I don't know. Like, out of nowhere, she like, I look at her. She just drops down and she's like, show me your genitals. Show me your genitals. And I was like, what is happening? What is this? And she's like, oh, you don't know this? She's like, wow, now this is just really embarrassing. And I was like, I'm so lost. I was like, what are you doing? Oh my God.
You're telling me you're walking along. Your wife tells you to show her your genitals and you ask questions.
What?
In a gyrating, sexualized dance.
It's not why that did you not just
show her? Because it's so out of character for her.
So all the more reason to just drop trow. So
yeah, right in front of HEB, drop trow.
I mean, where else?
Yeah. I was so confused.
Don't be
it was
a
so prude, funny.
Panda. Austin's a liberal city.
Right.
The most liberal city in Texas.
That's what happened.
That's fucking gold, and I like Hime even more now. But so he was always like a really good musician, even like in his joke songs. Well, Wolfie's Just Fine is his like serious music. And it's really fucking good.
Yep.
I had showed the Ice Bear at AX, and for like at least a little bit for the couple of days after I showed them while we were at AX, we listened to Wolfie's Just Fine.
Yep. We sure did.
So fine. Wow. Cool.
And we ate. What do we? Oh, we were drinking some. We were drinking some IPAs.
We had some IPAs. Uh-huh. And then when we were recovering from the IPAs, we had some Pocari Sweat.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds so fun.
What was that?
Oh, my God.
What was the,
you're
what
making
was
him feel left out is what I'm sensing.
No. What? How would you sense that, Rachel?
Oh, I know. I'm sensing you're feeling very left out.
Hey, we fucking bear chatted you while we were there, and we showed you love because we love you.
You know what they did in those bear chats, Hops?
What did they do, Pan? What did they do?
They just made it seem like they're the bestest of friends and that they didn't need anything else in life. They said, we're having a great time here. Nothing could make this better. And then they hung up.
Yep. Oh, and, guys, and you're so mean.
Dear listeners. The best part of that was they went to dinner and they on their IG stories, they were tagging somebody else. And they're like, we got a new pan. And that shit did hurt.
Aww.
Well, listeners, since you have the Panda's side of the story, we should mention that fucking Panda was invited to stay in the same dwelling as us and declined. He said, fuck off, Grizz and Ice Bear. I don't want to see you. I'm going to stay in Austin and work my job and earn money and provide for my family.
It was a selfish choice, I know, but...
What a guy. What a guy.
That shit hurt me.
What about real bad. Pan, what about, have they invited you to Katsu?
Yes, we did.
And you declined again.
I'm not going to comment about
that. Yeah, you bastard.
We
invited you to both.
There are extending circumstances.
Okay.
KatsuCon that will not allow me to be there.
That's fine.
And it's better for everybody.
And those
that I don't attend.
You don't want to come.
I don't want to get kicked out of a con.
What about
me? Kicked out of a con, buddy. What are you worried about? You worried about someone fighting someone?
I'm just saying there would be a lot of bear tension there. And I'm the kind of loose cannon Pan that would be the guy to do it because it's no consequences for me. I'm indirectly related. To even call me related would be questionable.
I think
so. I have no problem jumping on someone, putting my nuts in their face while punching them. Like I don't. It's not an issue for me.
But my thing
issue for that would be I flew all the way out there to do that, and then I don't even get to go to the con anymore.
But
because
we still
I
have
did
days
that.
Together.
Why do you always jump to sexual assault, man? Why can't you just kick someone's ass? Like, why do you have to put your nuts in their face?
It's a dominance.
It's a dominance thing.
Hops gets it.
It's obviously a dominance thing. But look at this, Pan. One, first of all, you say that you're like indirectly involved. No, you are involved because it's bear business.
That's true.
What happens to one bear happens to all bears. So
that's true.
You're involved. Two, bears are on good behavior at KatsuCon. And three,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. I wouldn't be able to control. I'd be a loose cannon bear.
And three,
even if you got kicked out of KatsuCon, or even if we all got kicked out of KatsuCon, we still have days of hanging out. KatsuCon's only a few hours of the day. We have days of fucking beartivities. We have snacks to be had. We have places to go.
Tell you what, Grizz. Tell you what, Ice Bear, Hops.
Yeah?
Y'all bears, fly me out. I'll be there. No problem. I'll take off work. Y'all fly me out. I'll be there.
Dude, I'll fly you out.
How much are plane tickets from Texas to D.C.? Not that much.
Like how do you not look, like how do you not look it up
I will,
yet?
I will fly you out.
He will fly
Iceberg
you out.
Says he'll fly me out.
I will fly you out.
But now Hime is going to feel bad.
Hime said bye. She was waved bye to me.
Oh, damn.
I thought I'm definitely not going
to,
now.
You have to bring Hime because four hops will be there too.
We're so. A duo.
At least I'm hoping to go.
Tell you what. I fly you out.
And I fly Hime out?
Yeah.
No. You don't have to fly Hime out. New Patreon tier, guys. New collective fly Hime out.
The Patreon's going to fly Hime out.
You want to see some honey pics? You want to see some honey vids?
Wait. I can help.
You have no honey clearance.
Oh, look at boom.
To make these authorizations.
Oh, hold on. No, I'm getting some Hops Patreon.
Yeah, Hops is bringing the ASMR Patreon tier for the email.
I'm about to donate $3,000 to a Ko-fi.
It's Ko-fi.
It's a Ko-fi.
Oh, is that how you say it? Ko-fi.
It's Ko-fi.
I think it's probably like coffee.
Because the cost of coffee.
I thought
coffee,
it was coffee. Yeah, I thought
so
it was coffee.
Ko-fi.
Are you sure?
I think it's coffee.
They're going to get sued by coffee if they say that, so they have to say Ko-fi.
Coffee is not a brand. That is a thing. Coffee's a noun, Panda.
You ignorant, dumb bear.
You dastardly hover cutty. You hush with your face.
Okay, so I'm going to
have
to cut
out that. Job, but she's too busy popping.
Popping hops. But
hey, I don't have a Patreon, so you can donate to my Ko-fi. Help me go to KatsuCon too.
She's,
how far is that for you?
Saying it right.
Ko-fi. Donate to my online tip jar. You can find the link at Crazed White Rabbit.
On Instagram. You like this bubble wrap popping?
She will send you a personalized bubble pop video for every 4 Ko-fi you send her.
Okay. Oh, I gotta put it down now.
So
No more.
No. I know you'd hold me back, Hime, I know. Yeah. Your battles, baby. Who do you want me to kill? No, I'm worried about my bears, not my girl. I know you good, baby. Me and you, we solid. I'm gonna go see the bears. I'm not gonna go see no. I don't got no
love. Bring the honey.
Oh, I'm a lot more chill now. Travis is gonna be holding Grizz back, but no one's holding back Pan.
I'll hold back Pan. Dude.
We're not going to hold back.
I'm 225 right now, Hops.
I'll do what I can.
Panda. We're Panda.
There you go.
Panda.
We're not going to hold you back because no one's holding me back. We're just going to enjoy that brackish water of the Potomac River, pal.
You just wasted $55 on a day pass for 5 minutes of hell. And there goes that.
First of all, bud, KatsuCon's a lot more than $55. You know,
a day pass is more than $55?
I think you have to buy the full weekend thing at this point.
He's like, either buy the whole thing or no. There's no con like that.
Yeah, Otakon's like that.
That's like Otakon, though.
There's no con like that. Well, that's Otakon, though.
That's a league of its own.
Well, here's the thing. Like Grizzlebot was saying, you know, you don't even have to go to the con. You come for the experience, and you hang out in the B&B, and you have some snacks, and we play some D&D and some Pokemon cards, and I'll bring Jenga. And, of course, Jenga. It's, you know, it's strip Jenga.
Ooh.
And
what about Truth or Dare Jenga?
To see all my bears and the buns and everything. But unless Hime can double her patrons in 2 months, which, so. I mean, it's tracking that way.
We just don't have immediate plans for Katsu. I'm sorry.
But
that's okay. We'll just all,
February.
We'll just all come out either. To you, Pan. How about that?
That would be a lot easier because the Grizz is right there, too. It's not like, you know, you're not getting just me. You're getting Hime. You're getting Grizz.
Yeah. I need Hime. Hops needs Hime. So.
You should tell her that because now she is something Hime. Fierce. She is something fierce right now.
Well, Hime. Tell her I need her. Please.
You little teammate. Messenger bitch.
Hey!
okay.
So, you're supposed to be winning my favor, so yes, go be my little messenger bitch and tell her.
I had no idea you were asunder.
Okay. And?
Grizz?
It's soon? Death? Death.
Oh my god.
Soon today.
I just want to go
Don't you
episode.
Even start making fun of him for saying Sundere wrong. What did you say? Yandere?
Yandere. Yandere.
It's Yandere.
The Yandeers. Them there, Yandeers.
You mean Yandeers? The deers
mm-hmm. of Yams? Yes, sir. Yandere. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I'm not making fun of him. No, go tell Hime.
Please.
Oh my god.
Do it.
Love.
Do it.
Rachel will not leave me alone until I tell you that she really wants to see you and that she'll come to Texas for you. She said no one wants to see her. She is. Hold on.
Oh my god.
Come here. Hey, come here. What's wrong?
Hey.
Oh god, this is a little too intimate. I don't like this at all.
I don't think we have this clearance.
What's going on, baby?
Can we get the honey sound effect?
What you need? Want me to rub your back? I'm not. There's no girl for me out there at the Katsu.
I only got
one. I'm not going to travel without you.
Big fight for themselves, but I'm not
even that worried about them. You want me to drop the bears? I'll drop them right now. I don't give a damn.
Bears. Nobody likes bears. Bears a bunch of little bitches.
You say, look, Pan, cut the bears out. They're done. Bye. I don't give a fuck.
Hello?
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 Yeah.
So we called you in as a guest to the podcast.
Oh my god.
Just being a complaint later that I find a way in.
Welcome back to the podcast, Hime.
Did Hime just hype laugh herself? You can't hype laugh yourself.
Oh, she does.
That's cheating.
She loves her life.
Well, how could you not love it when if you're feeling down, you get some pancake cuddles?
She's the only one that gets those.
God, not one time have you rubbed my back and asked me what's wrong.
What?
Why won't you rub my back, Panda?
Because
you've never
unlike
seen each other
you,
in person.
Unlike you, I don't have unnaturally long appendages. I can't just stretch my arms from Texas to Della Nowhere. Oh, boy. Boy, howdy. Boy.
See, you learned howdy because your arm was stretched out over here for too long.
It's going to start saying y'all here in a little bit.
Dude, when Fujo says y'all, I like it.
That's culture.
Yeah.
You know, I like the accent. It's
you know,
cute.
I never knew how much everybody here said y'all.
Until you heard people say you all, and you're like, well, that's a waste of time.
Yeah, well, that for one. Hey, okay, I remember
at least
this...
you guys don't say yuns.
Okay, oh, God. That's what? Gross.
Yuns, guys.
What?
Yuns,
guys.
Oh, use guys.
No, it's Yuns. There's an N in it.
Yeah, there's an N in there.
From where? Who says that?
Who?
Unfortunately, people.
Yeah.
From where?
Like, not my people.
Like Pennsylvania, Delaware, parts of Maryland.
I didn't know there was heathens still alive.
Oh, yep. Those heathens. They're alive and kicking. They're alive and well.
Okay. I remember this one time. I was out of town. I was out of state. Right? Okay. I was in the...
Good start.
I forgot where I was. It was either in Louisiana or Oklahoma. It was one of those.
Anywhere.
Well, anyways, it was outside of Texas. That's all you need to know.
It's the only important part.
I was in an elevator. There was an older gentleman and his wife. Uh-oh. I would dare say wife.
Where this is going.
Well... Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, ooh, is that Seinfeld? Oh, anyways.
Not Seinfeld.
I was trying to do porn music, but it turned into Seinfeld.
Anyways.
Hey, man, what did you call Seinfeld? What was that? Remember when you mispronounced Seinfeld? Like you said?
Seinfeld?
Seinfried or something. She's never seen this show.
Seinfried and Roy.
She's like, said something. Springfield. She's like, what is that, Springfield? And I was like, what?
So funny. Anyways. Okay, so.
Sorry.
I was in the elevator, right? And I was trying to be polite, right? And I was like, so. Where are y'all from, right? And then it was me and a friend, and it was them two. And then the guy was like, "Well, I know y'all are from Texas." Like, damn it! And I was like,
"Got us."
I was like,
"Got us."
Wait.
Well, you are bigger,
and everything is bigger than Texas.
Bigger than
I don't think that's your motto, buddy.
Oh yeah. Oh, you're gonna tell someone, you're gonna tell a Texan what our motto is?
Yeah. Look, huh? Pal, hook 'em horns.
Oh god.
These colors don't run.
clear eyes, full hearts can't lose.
All I know is the stars at night shine big and bright.
Deep in the heart of Texas. You know, I didn't know that other states didn't put their state flags like right next to the
Texas
the U.S.
is the only
flag in front of every room.
Well, Texas,
like,
is
you
the
know,
only
classrooms
state.
Have American flags. Texas has Texas flags right next to them.
Yeah, actually, I was going to ask this because this is what was told to me, but it was told to me by Texas people.
Mm-hmm.
So, does your state flags are at the same
Yar.
Height?
Yar. Now we're talking pirates. Can't forget about the minority, okay. The pirates out there.
Okay, look.
Yar.
I stumbled on my words, and I try to just commit and keep on going.
Not in this podcast.
Call me out. All right. Do. Okay.
Deep breath. Concentrate.
Don't fuck this up.
Don't say yar.
It's so easy.
Okay.
And don't say yuns.
Okay. Don't say doing your mom.
Whoa.
All right.
So, are the flags of your states flown at the same height as the American flag?
No.
They're not,
no.
Right? Yeah, well,
no,
Texas,
that's just a Texas thing.
Yeah, right, it's just a Texas thing? Okay.
Yeah, because we were like our own
a republic. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Texas thinks very highly of itself.
Yeah, that's why we have the Texas Declaration of Independence after the...
There's a good reason for it, hops.
I know, I used to live in Texas. I know.
I keep on forgetting.
Del Rio, what up?
Down in the Del Rio.
Del Rio.
Ooh, Look at the spice in that.
You going undercover, Hops?
Mucho
caliente. I used to speak Spanish. I don't. All I remember is the bad words now.
Como si dice, I'm all the way up.
No.
Oh, Dios mío.
Adios mío.
Kojima.
Full on bad bear. Can you put a translator on this episode, Chris, for the non-Spanish speaking listeners?
I know it's getting a little Spanish in here. Sorry for all.
We should just have like
English only.
Espanol.
It would just be like when Pan, you said cochina, right?
Or was, no, that, was that me or was that the Hops?
I don't know if it was Ice Bear or Pan.
That was Pan.
It was Pan, right?
I don't know Spanish.
So it would be like, Pan would be like, Cochina, and then it would be the dirty girl under it. It'd be perfect.
Yeah.
Just in saying it just like that.
Yeah.
Dirty girl. Dirty girl. Right under it.
We should have like a narration of the podcast for like all the blind people that listen.
Panda, this is gonna blow your mind, Panda. But blind people, they just can't see. They can hear just fine. So
they don't know the actions we're performing. If you turn on blind subtitle, like if you turn on blind captions on TV, they describe the scenario while you're watching.
Panda waves on.
You ignorant bear.
You know that we're not filming, right?
No, is our podcast that high tech, Chris? I didn't know our podcast is doing that.
In this Chris scene, Hops is explaining to Chris that the quality of the podcast is higher. Now Ice Bear is arguably getting angrier and his face is reddening as he explains to the Grizz what the podcast is about. The entire podcast is laughing in the background. Hysterically, faces are going up towards the air. Necks are rolling back and everyone is having a good time.
It's so accurate. It's
the
scary.
Uproar of laughter continues and everyone's bellies are beginning to hurt. Some are grabbing their stomachs in pain. Something like that, I think, would be good.
Hot, diggity dog. That was a good save, considering you didn't know what blind people were for a second.
I knew exactly what blind people were the whole time. I was just trying to explain it, and then I had to make an example for you to understand, because it's a real thing.
No.
One time I accidentally clicked it on at my grandparents' house when I was watching TV when I was young. And I was like, why is it? And I was like, why is it talking? Why is it explaining the situation to me? I'm right here. And then that's how people are blind. It's for blind people that are watching TV and they want to visualize. It's one thing to hear dialogue, but people listening to podcasts don't realize we're all in the same room right now, so how to describe the situation.
Well, we are all in the same room.
I know, but oh my God, if you're blind, you don't know that. You're missing the point.
We're not all in the same room.
Oh, God damn it, Travis.
You ruined the illusion for our listeners.
I wanted them to envision, like, oh, God, you know what? I should have opened the episode with it, been, like, making, like, a big sound of, like, sitting in the chair and being like, oh, Chris, I love that new poster that you put up from our sponsor. Oh, Hops, love that top. Ice Bear, put that big old dick away, buddy. We're about to go live.
Hey, guys. Welcome to the Bearte. Just like
exactly.
That.
Exactly. But that's... Travis ruined it.
You know, we did...
And sitting in his chair with his head down. looking like he's about to sob.
He's slowly
opening the drawer of his desk, revealing he has a razor blade.
No!
Not sponsor, Audible. Use code Senpai Strength for a free book.
Use your code.
He begins
Senpai
to run
strength.
The water in his tub.
Damn,
the implications of his movements looks very dark and grim.
Pan.
He begins to lather up his legs and shaving them.
Where did you think that was going, huh?
That bodybuilder life is... Gotta keep them lids silky smooth.
For shaving, Pan.
You pretty much can't tell a panda not to shave.
They do their thing.
They get grumpy if they have stubble.
My legs look significantly better shaved.
You know what's funny?
What?
So,
this podcast.
Hey! Yes. Hit that subscribe button.
I thought you were going to tell me to hit the fuck yeah button, but okay.
Is there a fuck yeah button?
I was talking to listeners.
Yeah, it's pretty much you hit it, and then Rudy will say fuck yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead, try it, Hops.
Hit the fuck yeah button.
You gotta hit the fuck yeah button.
Yeah, you gotta touch it.
I've hit it.
Fuck yeah!
No, that's you're just slapping your hand across the desk. We all heard that.
You also all saw that because we're all in the same room together, right? Remember?
Fuck yeah!
Skippy, we are.
Fuck yeah!
Hey,
now you're just going crazy.
Hey guys,
with the button.
Tell me if you know what this is, okay?
Huh?
Tell me, you know if where this is from. You ready?
Okay.
Go to. Gotcha.
I have no idea.
Can you do that one more time? Because that was just complete nonsense to me.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah. Hit us with it. A little louder.
Good. Gotcha. You know what that's from?
Your mouth, I think.
Oh, yeah. But it's from an anime. It's a big part in said anime.
The entire cast of the podcast goes silent.
No, I'm kidding. It was actually more of a thing
to
pan.
Brains.
But
trying
I don't
to
know
figure
if,
out what the fuck is going on.
I don't know if it's
and
in the
grabs
dub.
A rope from the closet and begins tying a knot.
And Hops continues to worry for Pan's safety and mental well-being.
Don't worry, he's just gonna like tie his leg up in a way that he can shave the coin purse.
Oh,
all right, so what's it from, Grizz? Is that from Under the Bridge?
No, actually, that's a really good anime. But no, I was seeing if it was gonna be in the dub because it comes out like in almost every episode of this anime. But it's the transponder snails.
What?
The transponder snails. Like in One Piece, the phones are snails.
Oh
yeah.
And it's like get it. And then when they hang up, it goes getcha.
Fun fact, I am so tremendously behind on One Piece, and I am the
you
task
seen
of
snail phone.
Up. No, the task of catching up is very daunting to me. As much as I want to, I'm like, I don't know how I'm ever going to get caught up.
I
gotta do
up
at least
months.
3 to 4 episodes a day.
Yeah, I caught up in 2 months.
Well, you know,
I've never seen it.
So what I did was I binged on my days off hard. And
hard.
Every day I made it a commitment to watch at least 4 episodes a day.
Okay.
And
things like I would probably still go back to like the beginning because it's been such a long time in between like watching. I would probably just start at the beginning, but I find like because I just know how long it's been running and the animation has just evolved and improved as the years have gone on. I'm just like, can I go back and watch that knowing that I have to get through it to get to more as much as I want to?
Well, I like the old, like,
you do?
Yeah, I like the old.
Yeah, the old stuff's good.
Well, I mean,
yeah.
I still do. It's just like, I'm like, it's just so a very good. Daunting task. And as much as I want to go back and rewatch and catch up, there's just so many episodes.
In the wise words of Krista, aka Terrible Hime, aka Kelly Cosplay.
Yeah.
He was number one.
Oh my god.
He was number one.
But she actually said that though.
Bears, I gotta go to bed. I gotta go to work.
I think we got enough. Let's do the. Did we come up with the questions for the Never Have I Ever segment?
No, we'll figure that out. We'll do it. We'll figure it out
this weekend.
We'll do it live. We'll do it live.
We'll do it live.
No, no. I've thought of nothing, so no.
All right. Good night, Bears.
Ooh. Night, guys.
Night.
Bye.
Bye.
Good
night.
Bye.
Adios.
Arrivederci.
Big Bear Energy.
Hasta luego. Big Bear Energy.
Hasta luego. Bye-bye. Okay, actually, I'm going to use that for the outro of the episode.
What? Big Bear Energy?
Probably that. I think...
Do you want me to do it in Spanish?
Yeah, do it.
Hold on. I'm trying to remember how to say bear in Spanish.
Also.
Also?
Yeah, also.
And then how do you say energy? I've never known that.
Actually, I don't know how to say energy.
Grande oso.
Energy.
Energy.
Oso y grande energerito.
Are you serious?
Let's just go with English, because that sounds like garbage in Spanish. Big Bear Energy.